5 sales team motivation ideas that instantly boost morale. That's what I've got for you today on this edition of the Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and I'm here every day helping you grow your business from 6 figures to 7. I work with professional service providers. That means people just like you, people who sell services. I also work with high-ticket sales professionals. So if you sell jets, if you sell country club memberships, if you sell mansions, I'm the guy to help you go from 6 figures to 7 or from 7 figures to 8. So let's talk about the 5 sales team motivation ideas that can instantly boost your morale. And let's talk about why it's so important for you to get this right. You need to build a great sales team, and it's harder than ever to do that. You're stuck because it's really difficult for you to find great salespeople. I had the same problem back when I was the leader of a business unit for Marriott called the ExecuStay brand. This was a corporate housing brand based in New York City. I took it from startup to $50 million in annual revenue in just 3 years, and I did it with a sales team of 6 people. It was super tough to build this sales team, but it was even harder to motivate them. So today I'm going to share with you 6 things you can do to motivate your sales team. I know I told you 5 at the beginning of the show, but I've got 6 for you, and here they are. First is stroking their ego, getting them to be the best. The second thing is recognition. What does that mean? It means helping them see just how good they are and sharing their greatness with everyone else. The third thing is chasing a bag of cash. That means giving them the money they deserve because they're helping you grow your business to new heights. The fourth thing is a leadership roundtable. What does that mean? Wait till I share that with you. You're not going to believe it. The fifth thing is entrepreneurship. That's right. Even if you're in a big company, you got to treat these sales professionals like entrepreneurs. I'm going to show you how. And then at the end of our time together, I'm going to share the best possible motivation strategy, the absolute best motivation strategy you can find. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay with me to the end of our show today. All right, let's jump right into the content. First and foremost, you've got to help your salespeople better their best. They want to be the best in the world at what they do. If you can help them be that, they're going to run through walls for you. Why? If you're hiring the right salespeople, they have big egos. Now, many people believe that a big ego person is tough to manage. That's not true. A big ego person, someone who feels very important and who feels like their importance needs to be recognized by the world, is really easy to manage because the first thing you need to do is help them be the best in their role in the company, be the best in their role in the industry. I told you how I built that sales team of 6 people into the best sales team in all of Marriott. Think about this for a minute. Marriott at the time had 4,000 hotels. They were a world-renowned brand, and our sales team was the best in all of Marriott at direct sales. Now, how did we do that? Well, I picked people who I knew were motivated by being recognized as being the best. And then I challenged them. I said, you're brand new to Marriott. Let's blow the doors off and show them what we can do. And my people didn't know that they couldn't do this. My people didn't know that there were 30-year salespeople they were competing with. So what did they do? They ran through walls and they were recognized as the best. Now, being the best meant that I challenged them every day and I gave them assignments that were really tough every day. And the only thing I would say to them is, if you want to be the best, this is what you got to do. Think about that for a minute. When you're a kid, if you ever played sports and you wanted to be the best on your team or the best in your league, what did you do? When they turned out the lights in the gym, you were in there with a flashlight shooting free throws if basketball was your game. Or you were going to the batting cages at 6 a.m. before school. Or you were throwing a football through a tire hanging from a tree in your backyard if you wanted to play football. You were doing things that other people wouldn't do. That's what being the best is all about, and that's what great salespeople are motivated by. So if you want to boost morale among your sales team, you want sales team motivation tips, the first is challenge them to be the best. The second is to recognize them when they are the best. Now, here's how I did it with my sales team, especially when we first started. We had a little trophy, and the person who made the most calls every month would have the trophy and they would put it on their desk. And these were calls that were verifiable, where they contacted the exact right prospect. It didn't matter if they closed the deal or not. The fact that they made the calls meant they were the king of the hill in the office and they got the trophy put on their desk. That pass around award was huge motivation to make calls. And where other teams were making 25 or 30 calls every day, my team was making 50 to 75 calls every day, and they were connecting with 15, 20 people every day, and they were closing 4 or 5 deals a week when other people were closing 4 or 5 deals a month. They were winning the volume game, and they were winning it because they would get recognized by having this little trophy on their desk. Recognition is the second point for boosting sales team morale. It's the second sales team motivation idea I want you to take away. The third is chasing the bag of cash. Now listen, salespeople are motivated by commission, but if you can add a bonus to that, where the team gets a bonus if they all together win. So for example, my team, we'd have monthly goals, and if my team exceeded their monthly goals, I would pay them each a $1,500 bonus. Now that doesn't seem like a lot, but I was working with this particular sales team in the 90s and $1,500 was great. In addition, I would take them all out for a big dinner and drinks, and they would love having this cash motivation and the recognition dinner if they blew their goal away. And guess what they did? Without fail, they would blow that goal away every month because they liked and they got used to that extra cash incentive. The fourth thing I want you to do is I want you to take your best salespeople and I want you to expose them to the leaders of your company. Now, I ran the New York division of this particular business where I created this great sales team. I would tell the CEO of our division that every quarter he needed to come and we needed to have a leadership roundtable where he would take my sales professionals and take them all to lunch and they would give him feedback on our products and our services. And I would ask him to take notes and I would ask him to report back the next time he came to town on the things they asked. He loved this idea and the salespeople loved it even more because they believed their opinions were important. They believed they had the ear of management. When we went to the company-wide convention, they were amazed that other sales teams weren't doing this with the CEO of the division. They were on top of the world because they felt special, because they had the ear of management. If you can do that for your salespeople, you'll be flattened by how much it improves their morale and how important they feel because the CEO of the company took the time to listen to them and took notes based on what they were saying. The fifth thing is entrepreneurship. Now, every really great salesperson thinks he or she can go out on their own and they think they can start their own business. And we all know that it takes more than being great at sales to start your own business. Being great at sales is 80% of being successful as an entrepreneur. But the other 20% is knowing how to do all the administrative stuff so that you can delegate it. And it's having a great product or a great service that you can sell. So really great salespeople who only want to sell are not going to be good at being entrepreneurs, but they want that entrepreneurial itch scratched. So you've got to stoke their independence. And here's what you need to do. When you're talking to them about the clients that they're bringing in, don't refer to the clients as company clients. Refer to the clients as their clients. And talk to them about their business, not the company's business. Treat each salesperson as if they're an independently owned and operated business, because in their mind, whether they admit it or not, that's what they think they are. So treat each of them like they're their own entrepreneurial entity. Treat them like they're a peer. Stroke their independence and stoke that entrepreneurial spirit in them. There, I got the word in. Stoke the entrepreneurial spirit in them and treat them like a peer, and they'll be thrilled. They'll be amazed that you're treating them that way, and they'll want to run through a wall for you. Now, I told you that at the end of our time together, there was going to be the best motivational strategy you can ever get for your sales team. And I'm going to get to that in just 1 minute. But because you're managing a sales team, or because you're a business owner and you have a sales team, you want to make yourself effective and efficient. I want to share with you the sales program, the business development program that helped me take my business from six figures to seven in a very short period of time. And here it is. It's my revenue roadmap, and I'm going to give it to you for free. Just go to revenueroadmapguide.com. That's revenueroadmapguide.com. Go to that website right now, enter your contact info, and you'll get instant access to my sales strategy that allowed me to go from six figures to seven. So if you're stuck and you can't break through that seven-figure barrier, the revenue roadmap will help you. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, and you can download it right there. It's my free gift to you. Thanks for joining me here today. All right, so here's your best motivational strategy. If you want to know what makes your salespeople tick, take your best salesperson out to lunch and simply ask him, what gets you fired up? What gets you coming in the door every day? What makes you really happy and excited to be here? When you ask all of your salespeople that question, you'll find out that it's one of three or four things that motivates them. It's either blowing away their financial compensation numbers, it's the reward and recognition of being known as the best in the company or the best in the industry, or it's the independence, it's the financial security that comes from eating what you kill and being that entrepreneurial spirit. Usually it's one of those three things, but ask your salespeople what fires them up. The best motivation strategy is going to come from them, and that's where you've got to start. Now, you started here on this video, but if you want more great videos just like this, I need you to scroll down right below. You see right below, filling in right now, is another video from me. I can't wait to see you in the next video. Click that video right now, and I'll see you there.